His temper would not remain in check much longer. He stood up and walked around, trying to work some of it off. "I'm not trying to defend what Dumbledore wrote," said Hermione. "All that right to rule rubbish, it's magic is might all over again. But Harry, his mother had just died. He was stuck alone in the house."
"Alone? He wasn't alone. He had his brother and sister for company, his squib sister he was keeping locked up."
"I don't believe it," said Hermione. She stood up too. "Whatever was wrong with that girl, I don't think she was a squib. The Dumbledore we knew would never, ever have allowed..."
"The Dumbledore we thought we knew didn't want to conquer muggles by force," Harry shouted, his voice echoing across the empty hilltop,
and several blackbirds rose into the air, squawking and spiralling against the pearly sky. "He changed, Harry, he changed. It's as simple as that. Maybe he did believe these things when he was 17, but the whole of the rest of his life was devoted to fighting the dark arts. Dumbledore was the one who stopped Grindelwald, the one who always voted for muggle protection and muggle-born rights, who fought you-know-who from the start, and who died trying to bring him down."
Rita's book lay on the ground between them, so that the face of Albus Dumbledore smiled dolefully at both.
"Harry, I'm sorry, but I think the real reason you're so angry is that Dumbledore never told you any of this himself."
"Maybe I am," Harry bellowed, and he flung his arms over his head, hardly knowing whether he was trying to hold in his anger or protect himself from the weight of his own disillusionment. "Look what he asked from me, Hermione. Risk your life, Harry. And again, and don't expect me to explain everything. Just trust me blindly. Trust that I know what I'm doing. Trust me even though I don't trust you. Never the whole truth. Never."
His voice cracked with the strain, and they stood looking at each other in the whiteness and the emptiness, and Harry felt they were as insignificant as insects beneath that wide sky.
"He loved you," Hermione whispered. "I know he loved you."
Harry dropped his arms. "I don't know who he loved, Hermione, but it was never me. This isn't love, the mess he's left me in. He shared a damn sight more of what he was really thinking with Gellert Grindelwald than he ever shared with me."
Harry picked up Hermione's wand, which he had dropped in the snow, and sat back down in the entrance of the tent.
"Thanks for the tea. I'll finish the watch. You get back in the warm."
She hesitated, but recognized the dismissal. She picked up the book and then walked back past him into the tent. But as she did so, she brushed the top of his head lightly with her hand. He closed his eyes at her touch, and hated himself for wishing that what she said was true, that Dumbledore had really cared.